You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome to Jim
and Betsy's Excellent Adventures.
Woo! All right. So we are here sitting on the banks of the Delaware and just took a little swim after going through a 101 degree day. So enjoying things a little bit. And Betsy, you were talking about kind of how lucky that you were that we lost our luggage that one time in Maui. It was kind of like that was the absolute worst trip in a way. I mean, it was like everything that could go wrong went wrong, but it was still amazing anyway.
Yeah, so like for me, kind of being a child in difficult situations with like an alcoholic stepfather and a mentally ill mother, I won't go into that. It kind of teaches you to learn how to live in survival mode, which really isn't the best scenario. But maybe there's other people out there that can relate to that. You know, everyone's situation is different. So I used to get a lot of anxiety when I'd have to travel because I felt like if I had, you know, my things, which I was an overpacker and, you know, God forbid something happened, I have to have all this extra stuff to make me feel safe. So we show up in Maui, Hawaii, and as usual, I probably had like two suitcases worth of stuff.
Yep.
I think we got one in Jim's backpack, which luckily had...
Yeah, but the one suitcase had my clothes, and it didn't have yours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm like, I can't be here without my clothes. Like, that's going to cause me to have anxiety, and I'm going to flip out. So, through a series of crazy adventures back and forth to the Maui, Hawaii airport, they couldn't find our stuff. They decided they were going to deliver it a couple days later. And I'm like, I'm not going to waste, like, 2 days in Hawaii not doing anything. So, we stayed at a bed and breakfast with our friend Dave. We'll give him a shout out later, who has an amazing B&B. And, his girlfriend, who's obviously way skinnier than me, has a bikini. And I'm like, I can't wear a bikini. I'm like 49 years old and I got a big fat belly. Like, no way. I'm not doing it.
Have you ever worn a bikini?
Not since I was probably 12.
Yeah.
I was very ashamed of my body. And so Dave, like, you know, being very chill, you know, Hawaiian, living in Maui, he decides to tell us of this. He lures me in, as Ram Dass would say, with, there's this really great spot to see turtles. And I was like, ah, dude, you're killing me. I need to see the turtles. I come to Hawaii to swim the turtles. So ultimately, I just realized that I have to release my anxieties and kind of go with the flow. So Jim can tell a little bit about how hard it was to get me in the water.
Well, it was, getting you into a bikini, I was like, yes! I was like, this is awesome. And so we finally got to the water, and you kept the towel wrapped around you, and I came into water, and it was like, what's that movie?
Get in the water!
Get in the water!
It's from The Notebook.
The Notebook, yeah.
When she won't...
Kind of sad a guy watched The Notebook. Yeah,
get in the water. Come on, babe.
Seen it like 100 times. But yeah, I'm like, get in the water. And come on, babe. Just get in the water. Get in the water. You can do it. Get in the water.
I'm like, no, I can't. It's cold. I'm complaining. I have my snorkel gear on. I'm embarrassed by how I look. When people don't really give a shit how I looked.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. So it's the ultimate in terms of learning to let go and just enjoying being here now. And I don't know if we ended up seeing turtles that day, but...
Yeah, it wasn't a turtle spot, but...
Yeah.
It was still... You could...
It was good.
It was really just a matter of being present and being here now, which I finally let go of all those, you know, like, you build all your anxieties up in your head, like, I can't do this, I'm not that, I'm not this, I'm too fat, I don't look good, you know, and it was really just, it was a very good spiritual experiment to be like, I want to see the turtles. That was my motivator.
Yeah.
I'm with someone I love and trust. So I just, we just floated around and let it go. And so now, I'm the first one in the water. So it's 100 degrees out. We're along the Delaware River. I actually packed a bathing suit, a towel, and my sneakers.
I didn't.
In case we wanted to get in the water. I jumped in and I'm screaming at Jim, just get in the water, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's amazing how just letting go of that one stupid experience. Stuff like leads to just being free of other things too, and you know, just loving your own self-image, I think, is key. And I mean, you know, I have unconditional love, and you know, it's just no matter what, I would always love you, but it's just being able to not care what other people think, I think, is key. And to just do what makes you feel good. And the fact is, you feel good. And you like that bikini, right? The one that you got. She went out and she bought her own bikini. So when we went out to, what was it, Las Vegas?
Yeah. Was it Arizona? No, I think it was Las Vegas.
So she ended up buying her own bikini.
One that I liked one and I felt comfortable in. Yeah.
So, but that's the key.
You have to realize, like, I think for me it's battling against those preconceived ideas that you grow up with and realizing that even though you always thought they were true in your head, that at a certain age you just have to start to question, like, why do I care? Like, you know, maybe 50 is a good time. It could be different for everybody. But examining and saying, like, I guess for me it was like, I'm in Hawaii. I'm not just going to sit around and do nothing for 2 days because I don't have my clothes. So I was highly motivated by doing the things that I really wanted to do and being like, at some point, fuck it. Like, why am I going to let my own fears hold me back from doing something that I really want to do? And over the years, like, I look at things like that, like, what would make me feel happy? Well, jumping in the Delaware was going to make me happy on a hot day, and I didn't care about being muddy. I'm like, I just wanted to do it. I wanted to feel connected to nature.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, too, because, like, just as, like, further spiritual background, like, Maharaji Neem Karoli Baba was always considered kind of a prankster. He was always doing things to push people into positions where they would have to deal with their shit. And so in some ways, it's like these things that were kind of, you would consider them coincidences.
You're being jowled.
But it's kind of like you're being poked at. And when you start to recognize it, it's funny. It makes it even funnier. Whereas, like, if you were too wound up in kind of a Western mentality, you would say, you know, I gotta fix this. How can I fix this? And sometimes there's just no fixing it. It's just learning to deal with it and adjusting kind of your mindset. And, you know, sometimes situations, you know, the joke is higher forces kind of put you in places where you have to learn to grow. And that's a good thing. You just have to recognize the opportunity.
Yeah, you have to look at it as, like, actually, what I think I like most about how Maharaji works is he would throw, like, donuts at people. Like, if they were thinking too hard about something, he would, like, throw something in their head to make them stop thinking about it. And then he would provide these silly opportunities where the people would just laugh. Like, that whole thing what happened in Maui with the not having my clothes was clearly an example of an opportunity to see that I needed to learn to let go. And it was like a perfect opportunity because I was already in paradise.
So. And now we've cut down to where, like, we bring one suitcase between the two of us. So it's like...
I have like 10 things that I know I need to bring.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's
and
like...
And outside of that, I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the lesson for today. Get in the water.
Get in the water.
Get in the water.
Just do it. Like,
just do it.
Stop thinking about stuff and just... You know, face your fears, because once you, like, get in, once you get out of your head and you do something, you're going to be so freed, and it just continues to happen, and then you're kind of living with the flow of life. It's not to say that things aren't going to happen, but look at it as an opportunity to grow or relieve suffering. Like, for me, that's been a big, relieving suffering has been how I've freed myself from my own suffering.
Yeah, I mean, suffering is just a mindset within, so nobody's doing it to you. You're doing it to yourself, so. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Shaka.
Shaka. Mahalo.